Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma's Big Interview, the new year 2018's episode of Sokala Duma's Big Interview. My name is Nkululeko Nkeu, and this, as our first show, we speak to a person who scored their first goal for his new team since being back from Saudi Arabia, that is striker Tendai Ndoro. I hope you enjoy the conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We're now joined on the line by former Orlando Pirates striker, former Mpumalanga Black Aces striker, a Zimbabwean striker that was at some point top goal scorer last season until he was pipped by Lebogang Manyama to his top goal scorer Golden Boot by a goal. Manyama ended on 13 goals last season and Tendai Ndoro ended on 12 goals. And as a result of his good performances, he went to Saudi Arabia. He's now back 6 months later and we're having this conversation with him. Tendai, thank you very much for joining us on the line of Sokala Duma Radio. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you, my boss. Thank you. Really grateful to be back. How are you?
I'm all good, man. I'm happy to see you once again. I noticed before we get into the conversation, the last game, which was your debut game, IX Cape Town versus Platinum Stars, that all the goal scorers had the letter T. Everyone that scored a goal for IX Cape Town, their name started with the letter T. Did you notice that on that game?
Yo, I didn't realize it.
All right. Well, so it was not something that was coordinated. It's not something that you guys planned.
Yeah. I didn't realize it. All right, just hearing from you now.
Just to put you out of the misery, it was yourself, of course, on your debut, Tendai. And Tashreeq Morris was another one. And Tertius Malepe was another scorer. So three T's scoring for IX Cape Town. Great combination, who would have thought?
Yeah.
All right. And before we get into the depth of the conversation, though, Tendai, we have to ask this. You, at some point last season, banging goals, and you were stuck on 11, 12 goals, and eventually Manyama pipped you to the goal scoring, to the Golden Boot. Now, I would have imagined that, as a result, obviously, you earned a move to Saudi Arabia. I would have imagined that with the potential of you coming back to South Africa, other teams other than IX Cape Town would have been working their tails and trying to court your signature. So what happened? Let us into the know as to which other teams were interested and why eventually you signed for IX Cape Town.
Yeah. Firstly, it was the teams, not from South Africa, but teams away, some in Asia, China and Turkey. So you know how it works when you are in Asia, the teams they want free agent players, understand? So for the, I was contracted to El Fasali for a season, yes. So all the clubs which approached me, they wanted to wait for the next window, which is it will be next June. So as for me, I wanted to move away from to Saudi Arabia, to just go somewhere and play football, because in Saudi, yes, I was playing, but you know, first of all, as a player, you have to be mentally fit and you have to be happy, understand, in every way. So when I approached me, I didn't think twice. They let me just go home and start afresh and be close to my family.
And I suppose, though, it's always been a dream of yours to play overseas. And the picture that you're drawing to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is that the arrangement now with IX Cape Town is such that you are here now, but you may then go to the teams that wanted to sign you at the end of the season. Is that the scenario at the moment?
For now, I have to focus on IX Cape Town and finish in a better position, and we'll talk about other things after the season. For now, I'm just focusing on playing Cape Town. Yeah.
And at Al Faisali, it's a mid-table team in Saudi Arabia. The Middle East is known for its climate being challenging, especially for sports participation. What would you attribute your loss of form or your lack of form to? Was it lack of form, or was it the fact that you were not given game time? You alluded to mental toughness as well. What would you generally attribute to be the main reason why you were not as prominent as you were at Mpumalanga Black Aces and at Orlando Pirates?
Yeah, you know, when I went to FSLE, the coach was supposed to be there, end up who was coaching first step, but you know,
yeah, Giovanni Solinas, yeah.
Yes, he's the one who said I must come there, and then yes, I went there before I signed. He left, you see, so everything was done in Saudi Arabia and Orlando Pirates. They've been they finished the deal. So when I went there, he left, so it brought me down again. I said, okay, I'm now new with the coach. I don't know anyone, but as a footballer, I mustn't have him like playing for the coach. But it played a big role, because the next coach who came, you know, we were not in good books, because you know, we understand how things work in football.
Now let's talk through then, because in as much as Giovanni Solanis was supposed to coach you at Al Faisaly, and I suppose then you would have been in a favorable situation in terms of starting, but then ultimately throughout a period of 3-4 months, there would have been opportunities, and there were, I don't know how frequent in your opinion those opportunities were, but there were instances where you played, I suppose you even scored a goal. Let's talk about the opportunities. What kind of treatment do you get in the dressing room? What kind of treatment did you get from the team? Was it generally animosity towards you that you're not favored? Was there a discussion face to face to say that I don't need you in the team because you're not in my plans? What happened within the 6 months that you were there?
I was playing. Everyone there was, the club was okay. The club was okay, but there were personal reasons which are not meant to be said, because we never know what tomorrow brings. You end up being there again, so there are some reasons which happened, and I don't want to talk about them. It's off the field things. It's understand. So, my football was okay. I was playing, getting goals, everything was just normal in the field of play. But when it comes to other things, it was hard.
Now that we're already talking about it, the Saudi Arabian Premier League, leaving aside then the personal problems, let's talk a little bit. Let's get your insight about PSL versus the Saudi Arabian League. At what point do you think they are in terms of their development? Do you think that the PSL standard, compare that that you experienced there to the PSL, where do you think they are in terms of when you match one against the other?
No, PSL is ahead, yes.
From which standpoint though, Tendai? Would you say financially are we ahead, or on the field are we ahead?
No, financially, I'm talking about football. Financially, you know, our financial Asian clubs are good. If you're a foreigner, you will be earning quite a lot, yes. And I'm talking about football. Football, SA is much competitive than there, because you can see when you get there, you know how if you can remember when you're playing South African teams, when they play Asian clubs, you understand? There's always South Africa, they're always upper hand. So football South Africa is higher than that side.
The reason why I actually ask you that is because there's been a lot of complaints, particularly this season, about the standard of football from South Africans, that it's very low. I suppose then that at least that is a plus if you're saying that the football is high. Our standard is better than Saudi Arabia. But on your debut, you scored a goal, meaning that you know your way around South African football. You didn't need a lot of minutes to score your first goal. How did it feel to eventually score a first goal for Ajax Cape Town?
Yo, it was a good feeling. Coming back to PSL, you know, everyone, like, it's a derby, it's a debut. Everyone wanted to see what it's going to do. So I didn't put myself under pressure, and then my teammates, they were there for each and everyone. So it was a routine, understanding, from training, from everywhere with the club. So hope to continue doing that as a team.
And I've seen Coach Muhsin Etugal, and that's not myself, only everyone else that watches football in South Africa, that Muhsin Etugal is a new coach, a few games, just a handful of games, maybe three games that he's coached, and he's used Fagri Lakay, he uses Tashrik Morris. What has he said to you face-to-face about what he would like for you? Does he want you to partner up with another striker? Are you going to be the main striker? What type of conversations have you been having with him? Because obviously, Ajax Cape Town are in a precarious league position at the moment. They wouldn't want to be after 17 games at number 13, which is 1 point above the relegation zone. Number 16, Platinum Stars have 15 points. So what has he said to you regarding the role that you'll be playing in the team?
Everyone has got a task to play. It's not all about me only, everyone at the club, because he speak to each and every player there, telling them what is needed, what we must do. So it's not about me being a marksman or what, but the team.
So that is the kind of energy that you got from him, that he wants you to be part of a collective.
Yes. So as an individual, you see, you can say, okay, I want to leap to up my game so that we can move away from where we are right now. It's not all about coach telling you, it's not about, but you as a player, you see where we are, it's not good, so we have to up our game.
The reason why I'm pushing this question particularly is that your coach has outright, and I will quote him, he said that he's the type of player that I've always loved. He's always playing at an angle that means that he will keep one of those centre-backs so occupied that he will open up the back line. He also opens other lines, and in that build-up process that we have, he never loses the ball when you give it to him at a certain angle. Going forward, we have seen 8 or 7 pass patterns, and they still need to be perfected, but Tendai is a player that understands exactly how to do that. Now, that to me speaks about a coach that has massive confidence. He's worked with you at Black Aces, he's worked with you at Orlando Pirates, even though that didn't really end well, and you were not happy even when he left Orlando Pirates, which we'll talk about in the next moment. But in terms of the confidence that you get from that coach, and what it requires from you in the team, the contribution, what do you make of those comments?
You know, he's a great coach. He's a great coach. And I wish my other teammates in Ajax Cape Town could learn what the coach wants, because he understands, he analyzes football, he tell you the moves, he tell you where this ball going to finish. So as when I worked with him at Orlando Pirates, I studied him, and I analyzed him and say, this is what he wants, so I have to do what he wants. So it was like, right now, it's like, for me, it's like I'm just racing again what has been done, because I know where to open, I know where to run, I know where to, you understand? So I'm playing according what he wants.
And you, I spoke to you initially, like in the aftermath of the time that Orlando Pirates lost to SuperSport United by 6 goals, of course, and Coach Muhsin Etugal tendered his resignation within a few hours of that game, and your emotions for me came across as raw, and you endorsed this man because you could see what he did at training. You were touched by that incident. Let's talk about that for a bit, and do you think that he deserves his chance now at a team like Ajax Cape Town to prove that he's a good coach?
Yeah. You will do wonders, mark my words, end of the season. you'll see where the team finishes. And to be honest with you, when he was at Paris, yes, we let him down, because that 6-1 was terrible. It was terrible. So us as players, sometimes we let our coaches down.
And the next game, it's a Cape Town battle against Cape Town City. And Cape Town City have been having it good in terms of results against Ajax Cape Town. Ajax Cape Town have a new dimension in yourself and Fagula K and the other signings that they've made recently. And it looks like there's an upward curve in terms of form. Even though you lost against Sundowns, the performances are showing an upward curve. What would you like to say to Cape Town City? It's your former team in a new form. It's Mpumalanga Black Aces in a new form as Cape Town City. Some of your former teammates at Aces are at Cape Town City. And this is a derby weekend. On Saturday, you're playing against your arch rivals. What would you like to say to them?
Yeah, it's a good game. Being playing again, a derby again in South Africa. So it's a derby in Cape Town derby. It's a great thing. It's a great thing as a player. For me, I'm looking forward for the fixture. And everyone scared up because the boys will be saying, "Oh, you know, we never scored. We never beat Cape Town."
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, because they know my teammate. They know what we must do on the weekend. So if we can turn up the results, it must show the training. It must show the commitment each and everyone. So we have to do it together. So we've been pushing one another since today, training, tonight training. We will do so many things together, so we can achieve the results on the weekend. Imagine if we win that one, well, the confidence goes, it will rise. Right now, yes, it's there, but if we win that one, it will rise again.
And Rodney Ramakalera is on 9 goals. You are on 1 goal. Any chance?
I'm not focused on that. I'm just focused on Ajax Cape Town. One game at a time.
You wouldn't advise anyone to bet that you would be the top goal scorer at the end of the season?
No.
Why not?
This is football. No,
are you
this
here
is football,
for holiday? Are you back in South Africa for a holiday?
No, because they have been playing almost 17. Yes, it's far. It's far. If he continues scoring, no one was still. Who is following him? He's got 6, 5. I don't know.
Yeah, Pesetao has got 6 now.
You see, so it's football. You never know what happens. We just say, wish him keep on scoring.
And a miracle can happen that you get to.
It's football, my man.
All right, Tendai, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciated this conversation. To be one of the first people that you spoke to since you're back in the country. We wish you the best of luck in the Cape Town derby and the league and the relegation battle. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, my boss. Sokala Duma
Radio. Sokala Duma Radio. Thank you very much for listening. It has been a pleasure speaking to this guy. I hope he becomes the top goal scorer that he would like to be, even though he is reluctantly saying that he doesn't want to be the top goal scorer. From me to you, it's goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.